I've entitled this Sitting with Trayvon, Sandra, and Martin. The editorial staff at truthdig.com, that includes Chris Hedges and Robert Shear, chose Colin Kaepernick as its Truth Digger of the Week recently. That award is given, as Truth Dig says, to a group or person who has spoken truth to power, broken an important story, or blown a whistle, to a newsmaker whose actions in a given week are worth celebrating. Kaepernick's thoughtful explanations convinced Truth Dig to honor him. According to Truth Dig, they show his willingness to back up his actions with his words, and vice versa. And here I'll quote from statements as reported by the Washington Post that the quarterback gave. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. I'll continue to sit during the playing of the anthem until there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent in this country. Ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things going on that are unjust, that people aren't being held accountable for, and that's something that needs to change. This country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. The two presidential candidates that we currently have also represent the issue that we have in this country right now. I mean, you have Hillary, who's called black teens or black kids super predators. You have Donald Trump, who's openly racist. I mean, we have a presidential candidate who's deleted emails and done things illegally and is a presidential candidate. That doesn't make sense to me. Because if that was any other person, you'd be in prison. So what is this country really standing for? Counterpunch published a reflection on Kaepernick's action, one written by veteran Billings newsman David Crisp for Last Best News. Crisp commended the quarterback for taking, quote, a brave stand in a league where standing up for America is just good business, unquote. He then prefaced his reflection by citing a report by Arizona's two Republican senators, Senator John McCain and Senator Flake, revealing that the Pentagon paid $9 million to sports franchises between 2012 and 2015. Crisp wrote, "That enormous flag you see covering the field before a game may have been paid for by the government." Crisp then recounted the one time in his life when he had taken what he called a seat for America. He recalled being a 20-year-old drafted Specialist Four in the Army in 1971, receiving radio training at a Texas Air Force base just before being shipped abroad. He visited an old buddy studying at Abilene Christian College and attended its night football game. Crisp recalled, and I'll quote him, "late night bull sessions turning from theology to the politics and morality of the Vietnam War. Not just whether we should be there, but whether we were even fighting on the right side. Although nobody had easier military duty than I did, I hated the Army, with its arbitrary draft and all its rules and uniforms and minor tyrannies. And I kept asking, if my fundamentalist church gave me no guidance on the most significant moral issue of the day, then what good was it? Crisp recalled that the game he attended with friends, he called, was pleasant enough, right until halftime. That's when the Christian home team turned the halftime show into a full-scale patriotic display, with flags waving, bands playing, choirs singing, and all capped by an exhortation to everyone to rise for the national anthem. And then Crisp concluded, "And I couldn't do it. Not that day, not for that church, not during that war." The stadium burst into patriotic fervor as I sat silently and unbearably alone. End quote. Have you ever experienced personal revulsion at the nationalistic celebration staged by billionaire-owned franchises? Shows sponsored by the Pentagon to increase enlistments? The phony patriotism exhibited by tax-avoiding corporations profiting from the eternal war on terror launched by Halliburton's Cheney in 2003? Yes, the National Football League partnered with the Pentagon to create military profiles aired during games. Its franchises receiving millions of dollars for military appreciation events. So, TruthDig.com concluded its column on Kaepernick by quoting author Bomani Jones, and I'll end this column by quoting Jones. Kaepernick focused squarely on racism, the most consistent and overpowering impediment to black success in America, and the thread that connects every era of its history. While the major party candidates for president spent the week pointing at each other with charges of who is or isn't the real racist, Kaepernick pointed at the flag, and by extension, every person who takes pride in the American flag. And he did so alone, fully aware that backup might never come. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.